This is a Christmas bonfire. Oh, there it is. Jerry Boehner Show, 9:35. Walking around a winter wonderland on the old, what was that organ called? That first, it sounds like the Ray Manzarek Doors organ. Can't think of what it's called. Anyway. All right, I have posted it on Facebook. If you go to facebook.com/Boehner page, you can see the woman in her underwear who gave birth 4 days earlier. You can see that right now. We're going to discuss it at 10:06, and I'm asking women to weigh in on this one. This woman is reviled. She's hated. Said she is shaming other women, and it's wrong for a woman to look like that 4 days after giving birth and show it off. It sends the wrong message to women who have just given birth. We'll get to that in just a bit. I want to get through a number of things, though, in this half hour. Just before the news, I tease the over-promise and under-deliver. I believe the Obama administration is doing that right now. They're saying, hey, they've got it fixed. And I want to tie a conspiracy theory into this. The White House touted the success, writes Ed Morrissey at HotAir.com, of its fix yesterday by focusing on the improved customer experience, which turned out to be not all that much improved after all. The biggest change was that the site now had a formal waiting line, which foreshadows what will happen when Obamacare floods a limited number of providers with a lot more demand in a price-controlled economic environment. The administration got very vague when it came to whether the back-end functions had been fixed, and as the Washington Post reports this morning, that was where the fix was needed most. A third of all enrollments in October and November got lost thanks to the system's failures on a long-established standard. The enrollment records for a significant portion of the Americans who have chosen health plans through the online federal insurance marketplace contain errors generated by the computer system that mean they might not get the coverage they're expecting next month. It isn't fixed. Also, the White House says it's going to push back. It's going on a PR offensive to sell Obamacare. CNN, battered by 2 months of bad publicity over the Obamacare website, the White House is going on the offensive to tout what it sees as the benefits of the president's signature health care plan, a White House official told CNN. While work continues on the website, we think it's important that proponents of health reform undertake a renewed effort to refocus the public on the benefits of the law that have already been implemented. In other words, your kid can stay on till he's 26. Your kid can stay on till he's 26. The minor little things that you could have passed easily with individual legislation and didn't have to crash the entire American health care system to get. So what they're going to push are those meager little things that people do seem to like and try to obfuscate the overall failure. That, I don't think, is going to work. Yeah, it was a Hammond organ. Or as Frank Zappa called it, the Hammond one-cell organism. Yeah, the Hammond organ. That's it. That's what I was thinking of. This is not going to work because it's not fixed. But I want to throw a conspiracy theory by you. And I'll admit, this is pretty loopy, and I don't usually get into loopy conspiracy theories. So maybe the administration just lucked into this. Now, all of the big national talk shows, even Mark Stein sitting in for Rush Limbaugh, said the heckler at the immigration event was a plant. I don't put it past the White House at all to put a plant there. Don't get me wrong. Not at all. I thought it was weird, though, because what the heckler said is, well, why don't you just wave your magic wand and change the deportation rules? And President Obama said, well, I can't just change legislation that was duly passed, which made him look like a fool because he's done it any number of times with Obamacare. So it's not, I wouldn't put it past them to plant somebody like that. So that person could say the things about immigration that President Obama really feels. I don't have a problem with that. If that was a plant, then I think they handled it horribly because it just showed what a hypocrite he is. Now try this one on for size. The website is an abject failure. And as the website failed, What did Obama supporters try to say? Well, it's just a website. We'll get the website fixed. The law is still good. Just stop worrying about the website. We'll get the website fixed. Now, I'm not saying that a broken website is a small part of this. It isn't. The portal to this thing is critical. It's everything. Back in the day when kids delivered newspaper, you know what newspaper publishers used to say? Our most important employee is the kid who delivers your newspaper. That's the face. Back in the day when newspapers were what they were and there weren't the other competing media. By the way, it's still that way. I do get papers delivered, print editions, and when it's screwed up, it's like that's all you care about. How you get into the product is what you notice the most. So I'm not saying the website's a small deal, but websites, in fact, can get fixed. The systemic problems with Obamacare cannot. That it's a redistribution of wealth that will make people pay, a lot of people pay, a lot more for their insurance now. So others can afford theirs. That is by design what Obamacare is, and that's what's really hurting Obamacare's popularity right now. As the Wall Street Journal put it, you have to fly coach but pay first class so others can get on the plane. That's what's happening right now. I don't think they call it coach anymore, whatever they call it. You have to sit there but pay for first class so others can come along for the ride because they can't afford even the basic seat, which you can. You can actually afford a little more, so you have to pay like you're flying first class, but you're not. I think that maybe they do still call a coach. Doesn't matter. That's a perfect analogy of what's going on here. But that is not a bug or a glitch. That is the very nature of Obamacare that they're trying to hide. So I'm just throwing this out there. As bad as the website is, it is a temporary problem, and at some point they're going to get the website fixed. God knows when. And that in 2013, they couldn't find a contractor to do a better job is rather amazing. But I'm just throwing this out there. The problems with the website are obfuscating the intended negative consequences of Obamacare. And I think the administration is intentionally melding the two here. So when they proclaim Obamacare fixed, that includes all of the harmful things in the redistribution of wealth that comes along with Obamacare. Now, am I saying that they built a broken website on purpose? Probably not. I don't think they would do that. That seems kind of, even for them, that seems a stretch. But are they capitalizing on it now? Are they trying to make chicken salad out of chicken you know what? I think they are. Let me just take this one step further. I think they're actually trying to highlight the failing of the website, knowing they're going to get it fixed to some degree at some point, but they haven't yet. And they are overselling that. But fixating and obsessing on the failings of the website, I think at this point actually helps them. Republicans, I think, should not go along for this ride. Whether or not this was intended, and I'm not saying it was. I'm just kind of throwing out the conspiracy possibility out there. Republicans should not go along for the ride and trash the website. I mean, go ahead and criticize what a debacle it's been and how people can't get in, because that is impacting the overall program. I get that. But don't let it be used to take attention away from the systemic, designed, intentional failures of Obamacare. People paying more for less so they can pay for others. Redistribution of wealth. This is what's killing Obamacare right now. I think the broken website is secondary. What Americans are seeing is, God, we don't want that website fixed because then they're really going to roll this crap out and it's going to roll over me. That's what I think Americans are seeing. Dan on the road. Dan, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Yeah, Jerry, what you think you're missing is he doesn't care that he looks like a hypocrite to you and I. The people that he's addressing are, like Rush says, the uninformed crowd, and they don't understand what he's bypassing the Congress and making his own law.
I don't know if I buy that. By the way, it's low-information voter that Rush says.
Right.
but I don't know if I completely buy that, because here's why. And we were talking about this in the boss's office yesterday. The media, it has gotten somewhat annoyed with him, Dan, and they actually are pointing out the failings of Obamacare. And he doesn't get away with that stuff as easily as he once did. But I disagree that other people won't notice that. And I think Republicans are doing something right in tying everything back to Obamacare. And I think that's wise. But, and this is my point, they really need to focus on what is really broken long-term about Obamacare, and that is Obamacare itself, not the website. Now, I don't think they would intentionally create a broken website, but my conspiracy theory is they're taking advantage of it. They would actually rather have people focusing on that broken website right now than the long-term, by-design things that are going to hurt Americans. Right versus left, Wisconsin versus Minnesota. That and some other things in 3 minutes. It's 9:46.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.